Yes, I can confirm to the millions of listeners, Jonga, that our Secretary General, Douglas Munzora, was actually invited by the chairperson of the ZEC, Justice Richard Makarau, late last week, to come and collect the voters' rolls for the Chirumanzu, Zimbabwe, and the Mount Darwin West constituencies. What we are yet to find out is whether these are both the electronic and the hard copy version. But even if they are both electronic and hard copy version, it doesn't mean that if we are given those voters' rolls, we are now home and dry. We still will have to take those rolls to our computer experts who are going to unpack and unravel the electronic version in particular to find out whether it is legitimate, whether it is correct, whether it is accurate. This is just but the beginning of what is going to be a very long, long process in trying to even up the electoral playing field in Zimbabwe.
In the event that you are satisfied, are you going to participate in the upcoming by-elections?
I can confirm that for the March 27 by-elections, we are already too late because the nomination cuts for the two constituencies have already set, and all the other preparations, I believe, they have already been done. So it would rather be a shed too late for us to participate in those two by-elections, assuming that we are now happy with the electoral playing field, which is still, like I've already indicated, a very long, long way to go. Still, we have a resolution of Congress that says we should only participate in elections once all the electoral reforms that we have demanded have been carried out.